Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, last week, I had asked whether or not people wanted to have people come in and tell their stories, case studies, and so forth. And I got a resounding yes on that. Now, I don't intend to be doing this on a regular basis, exactly maybe once a week at the most, or once every other week, because I don't want it to turn into like a giant testimonial fest. But the truth of the matter is, I've gotten quite a few emails lately of people that have retired. Just spent two-day seminar doing it, and had another guy that brought two of his friends, and he's about ready to retire. He's got six apartment complexes, which he's passive in, and he's ready to retire. Brought his friends because his friends, you know, thought that was interesting, that same age as them, and they're not retired, but he is ready. So it's a good thing. But one of the gentlemen that I got an email from last week, I asked him to come on today. His name is Mr. Kirby Haynes, and I do believe we have him holding now, ready to go on. Kirby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Kirby. Welcome to the show, and thanks for giving us a call in.
Well, very good. Well, I'm glad to be on the radio and share my story.
All right. Well, why don't we start at the very, very beginning? Let's start in a chronological order of where were you at the point in your life, what were you doing, and what happened to make you think you wanted to look for something different? Let's not even get to the point yet where you figured it out, it was real estate. But what happened that made you think it was time to look for something else?
Well, it was real simple. My income went down from my job. It went down a lot. I had earned about $1 million in 2008, and my income went down to about $100,000 during the recession. And I realized that my current lifestyle was not sustainable, and I had two choices. I had to cut my income, or I had, or cut up my expenses, or I had to raise my income. And I was not going to cut my expenses. I swore to myself I was not going to. I was having too much fun, having an incredible lifestyle. And I said, there has to be something out there, you know, that I can look for, that invest in or make money with, that doesn't take a lot of time, and, you know, get back up to where I was.
Okay, great. So now that you had an epiphany that something needed to change, and that's obviously quite a drop in income.
Yeah.
So where did you start looking? How did you search for something different to do?
Well, you know, I had always liked the idea of real estate. And what I first started getting into was I started flipping houses on my own. And I was quite fortunate, which I had a lot of working capital, and I bought several houses. It was a blessing and a curse that I had an incredible contractor. It was very, very detail oriented, could build anything, but he was very expensive. And we were flipping houses, and the rehabs were just going way, way over budget, just horrendously embarrassing to say. So I lost quite a bit of money doing that, and I realized that, you know, I think you can make money in real estate, I just don't know how. And I was honest with myself, saying I need to find someone who is successful in investing in real estate and, you know, imitate them. That's exactly what I thought, and that's how I came to Lifestyles.
How did you find Lifestyles?
Actually, it was through my mom. My mom's been a real estate agent for many years, and she said, you know, I think you're ready now to grow and learn. And she mentioned it to me. She had been listening to the radio for years and years, and I went over and joined, and it's a referral from my mom, who was a real estate agent.
So you joined up when you were 24 years old, I think the email said?
Yeah, I was 24 years old, and I'd made a lot of money, and just wanted to keep it, you know, keep my earned income up and my passive income, get my income growing and maintain my lifestyle, and it's been 5 or 6 years ago now, and I'm 30 years old, and I'm engaged, and now my partner and I have, this year, we'll have just over $100,000 of passive income.
Wow, that's really nice. Let me see if I can drag you back 5 years ago. You came to the class. What was the epiphany that said, aha, that's the difference. That's what I missed the first time around on real estate. Do you remember that?
I do. It was the first time I walked into Lifestyles, and it was during the free introductory classes, you know, that you guys have throughout the week. And it was just education on how real estate works. And I knew quite a bit about, you know, leverage and borrowing other people's money and, you know, minimizing the amount of time you had to work on a business. But the epiphany was that you don't buy, fix up, and sell, but you buy and hold for cash flow and spend very little time doing it. And in the first few minutes, 5 minutes of being an intro class of Lifestyle, I realized, wow, I've found it. I found the what I've been looking for. I found the secret to wealth. And I knew I was at the right place. It was my destiny to find it.
That's great. So you took the two-day class, and I've been working today. In my first hour, I've worked on this all hour with people that called in. And I want to see if we can get back to it, because I just got out of the two-day class. Something in the two-day class, generally different for different people, clicks. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, not only now do I see this can be done, but now I see how I'm going to do it. Do you remember what the epiphany was where the light bulb went on and said, this is what I'm going to do specifically?
I don't know if it was anything specific, just the realization other than the cash flow. You know, it wasn't the search for capital gains. It was just the cash flow is what I needed to pay my bills every month, you know, because of my reduced income. And it was so simple to me. I just did it.
Okay. Now, you've bought how many houses now?
We have just over six houses, and I'm invested in some multifamily deals as well.
What kind of numbers do you make on your houses?
My houses, anywhere from, I think my lowest is about a 28% annual cash flow, and I have three that are in the hundreds of percent of annual cash flow or infinite because I had no money in the deal.
Wow, that's good. So how did your journey go from single family to multifamily? Because I know now that you've had some success. You've made really close friends with many of the lead investors out there. How did that journey happen? And tell me about it. Share it with us.
Sure. Well, because I was still tied up in the flip houses, I did not have access to all of my my funds. And so, as I sold one house, the next house, the third flip house, I used that money to start joining as a preferred member, going on the case studies and the road trips, and learning about other people's business models, and seeing where the bricks meet the ground and where leases are signed. And it was kind of a gradual progress for me. Every year I'd make a little progress, invest a little bit more in real estate, and get away from the single family houses, which are great. They're a great starting point, but for me, I need to grow a lot more and very quickly. So I just made friends with the other lead investors and built relationships, and I've grown from there.
Yeah, now, you do have quite a few friends in the group. I know that. Now, interesting thing, though, when you first joined and when I first met you quite a few years back here, I met you personally because my daughter befriended you. You guys became friends. However, at that time, I don't think you were engaged to nor with your spouse at this time, right?
No, I was not. I was not engaged at that point. I got engaged in the last year. So I've met you before that.
Mm-hmm. So how does your partner feel about this? Is this something that you guys really click together on?
We do. We really click together. He's a good old farm boy. He grew up in the West Texas panhandle, and him and his family own a lot of farmland, always have, and he understands real estate. He understands a cash flow from growing crops and ranching and whatnot.
We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
With me today is Mr. Kirby Haynes, a Lifestyles member who has hit retirement at a very, very young age of only 30 years of age by buying houses and apartments. And Kirby, share with us, if you could, is there anything that you would have done different on your rise if you had to do it over again?
I would have followed the Lifestyles model a little closer. You know, I didn't follow it quite 100%. I was probably about 95% following the model. So I was probably one of your best students. And that's, that speaks to why I've been so successful. But, I could have done a couple of things better here and there. But overall, I think I would have followed the model a little more and probably talked to my friends and family more about the power of real estate and, during the recession and bought a few more houses, been a little more aggressive in the bidding and things, because things were such a great value. They still are, but I think I give myself a grade of 95.
Well, that's pretty good, I would have to say. I know you're always out there supporting. You're always coming to the meetings and sharing and, celebrating the victories of the lead investors. So maybe you could help us out. Could you give someone just starting in this an idea how you would suggest to pick your lead investor? That's the real key. I mean, if you're not doing the deals yourself, and I'm assuming all your deals, you're the passive, right? Or am I wrong?
Correct.
So how do you pick these guys? I mean, you've had good results. How did you pick good leads?
The way I kind of view it is I love using your dating analogies is, you're going on a date, and you want to pick someone who's of quality. You want to build a relationship with them. You want to get to know them. This isn't just something like you go to a store and you buy something off a shelf and you take it home. This is a partnership, is something that is long-term, and it requires communication of both people, on a regular basis, between the lead and an investor. And I think you keep in regular contact with them. I think you get to know them for a while before you invest, with them, and you build a relationship with them.
Now, are you in with more than one lead investor?
I am. I have some. I'm in a number of the multifamily deals, and I am with more than one lead. Yes.
So, what is your take on diversification? Do you have a take on that when you get into this? So somebody new, would you diversify or would you put all your money with one person? Now that you've got hindsight now, right? You share with these new people what you would suggest them to do if you were consulting them.
Mm-hmm. Well, diversification and diversification rhyme. And I think if you pick the right lead, or two or three, I think you can diversify some between leads. I think if you find one that's just outstanding and has produced results over and over, I don't see any issue of why you should not continue working with them. But I'm also always open to other possibilities. Especially my partner, he owns, organic wheat farms and other farms and things of that nature. That's something he's talking to me about, and we're working together on that, those projects as well.
Yeah, you were saying something about you got into an experimental investment, a Class A, in Orlando.
Yeah.
I've never heard about it. You've not told me about that. You want to share with us what that's all about?
Sure. Yeah, experimental, meaning developmental. They're building it. This is a new construction. It is in the Disney World area. The land is controlled by the Disney Development Land Corporation, which has owned the land around Disney for decades and decades. And the deal is being developed by Hines, a real estate firm. And it was a fairly small deal. I think it was only about $50 million Class A deal, but it's about 300 units. And they started construction last summer, and they expect to sell the building, have it fully leased, I believe, in about 2 years from now, late 2016, early 2017.
So tell me how an investment like that is structured. How do you get in, and how do you get your share of the profit, and how do you get your money back? Share us how that thing is structured.
Well, we own shares of an LLC, and we own a percentage of it. And this was through a relationship we have with Hines. This is not something that's, kind of a off-the-shelf investment. This is more of a relationship-driven thing. The share of profits is upon sale of the building. There might be some cash flow as they're doing their lease up, towards the end of the project. But really the big idea in this is capital gains. They're developing it around a 7.5% or 8% cap rate. And I believe they're going to be selling it below a 5% cap rate. Hines is one of the world's largest real estate firms. And it's my opinion that I think they already know who might buy it, or maybe they already have a buyer lined up for it once it is stabilized and fully leased. And so upon sale, we've received the possible, profits and distribution.
Yeah, that's interesting. I want to hear more about that as it goes along, because we've been looking at that in lifestyles in the last 6 to 12 months. A lot of guys are thinking about building some stuff. That's the next step for everybody, is to get out there and be a developer. Do you actually know Gerald Hines yourself, or?
No, I don't. He's a recluse. He's 90 years old now, and you can see him from time to time in the Williams Tower, checking on things, but. His son really is running the business now and running the North American operations. But no, I don't know them personally.
I just wondered. It's interesting because it's such a big firm, been around for so long. Nice stuff. So what's the future for Kirby Haynes? What you going to do? I mean, you got the rest of your life. You're only 30 years old. What's your goal for wealth? What's your goal for cash flow? What's your goal for yourself as a human being and a family?
Yes. Well, I have two terms I use, financial independence and then financial freedom, to kind of put a spin on what you teach us. Financial independence for me, I think I need about $20,000 a month in cash flow. And then, the financial freedom is where you have all your dreams, right? Whatever they may be, a private island or a jet or lease a jet, or, contribute money to a foundation. I do have some plans for.
Let's do this.
Go ahead.
Let's do this. They're pushing us up against a hard break here. So I want to hear those. Those are some interesting things to talk about. So
sure.
When we come back, and also I'd like to open the phones up, see if anybody would like to ask you any questions. Our number here is 866-945-6565. Kirby's an interesting individual. If you'd like to ask him a question.
Phone lines will be open. Then we'll come back with more of the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single-family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Today's guest is Mr. Kirby Haynes, one of the members of Lifestyles who has replaced his income with passive streams of income. However, I do believe, Kirby, you still are enjoying your day job at some extent. Is that still the case?
Yes, I am still enjoying my day job. I do enjoy it, but it is not my passion. You know, I really love helping others, educating others about, you know, finance. And I do help one day to either, you know, join Lifestyles in some aspect or, you know, help others with real estate or things of that nature.
Yeah, we'd love to have you a mentor someday when you're ready for it. I guess the natural question is, have you ever thought about being one of the lead investors yourself?
It's crossed my mind. I think it's something that maybe in the future, I definitely have to, leave my day job and pursue that in the future. But it's something I'm open to. I don't know if that's where my true value is. I love helping people kind of as a mentor, helping them understand how the emotions of things mess up their finances or, how they think about money. I think that's where I'm the most of value to people.
Mm-hmm. So what do you see yourself doing to be able to fulfill that give back to society, per se?
Well, I've been open to the idea of, being a mentor in the future. I'll definitely give you a call when I'm ready. And I appreciate the open invite. But I think that's something where my passion is. I just love helping people and helping them accomplish their financial, independence and getting away from jobs they like and having safety or getting away from jobs they do not like and giving them that freedom. That's what it's all about. It's not the money or the lavish toys. It's about the peace of mind and the joy and happiness and security.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here. You hit this one wherever you want to hit it or bunt, whatever you want. But, you're 30 years old. I retired at 32 years of age. You're 30 years old. You're friends with my daughter. She's young. You guys started and got information at such an early age that you're so far ahead of everybody else. But my question to you is this. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? And I ask that because I'm throwing in another zinger, and that is you're looking to get married. You probably had to have had some type of a long-term conversation, about what are we going to do with our lives now that there's a we and not just a me, right?
So yes.
Have you thought of what you're going to do for the next probably 50 years of your life, to say the least?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of this previous question you asked. I love helping people with their finances, and that's something I will always do for the next 50 years, 100 years, and help improve people's financial future. That's what I love doing. We're also, my partner and I, having conversations about, having a baby or a child in the future. I think that's something that's very important to us, and I've always told myself that if I did have a child, that we would do it from a position of financial strength, and not have to worry about how we're going to pay bills or, pay for diapers or something like that. So we can ensure that the child or children have a wonderful future in front of them and don't have hardships and problems in their life.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was lucky. I got married to my high school sweetheart, but it broke it off right within a year because I was too young and
yes,
it wasn't the right person and whatever. But I didn't get married until I was way later, and I was already financially free before I got married. And so my daughter has never wanted for anything. You know that. And speaking of my daughter, okay, my daughter got out of the blocks, Kirby, man. She was just blowing and going. I mean, she had straight A's in high school, straight A's in grade school. She saved money. She had a lot of money saved up by the time she got out of high school. And then all of a sudden, just took her astray. She just decided that, you know what, I got to go find myself. And you know her closely. Is there anything, because I'm going to send her this radio show because she knows you and loves you. Is there anything you'd like to say to her that might help her become less astray and get back onto it? Because, I mean, she's got all the talent, all the tools. She has everything she could possibly need to be as successful as she wants to be. But she's just decided that, at this point in her life, that's not important, not necessary. What would you say to her?
That's a good question. I think there is something she's missing. You know, she does have all the tools and the time and energy and the knowledge to be successful in life. But I believe maybe she chooses not to be for some reason. I believe that might be a very deep personal, emotional reason. I don't know if we should share that on the radio, but it's something that I think it's interesting to me because you are such a wisdom of knowledge and very successful, and you've taught so many other people, but yet your own daughter has trouble with, the finances, and it's always intrigued me. And I think with time, she'll find herself. I think she just needs some space, and I think she'll be successful in the future. I'm certain of that.
I'm kind of dialing in that response myself also. I figured, you got to give people space when they need it to be able to find themselves in some cases. But I see that a lot of kids out there nowadays, they just don't have that. They just don't have that direction. I mean, you got it at such a young age. I mean, if you told me you made $1 million at 24 years of age, that's an unbelievable amount of money.
Yes.
For somebody that age. I mean, so it's like we used to have children classes. Do you think you would be qualified to teach the youth classes? Because we stopped giving them once my daughter left.
Yeah, I would love to. It's something I think it's very easy for me to break down into small pieces and have anybody of any age understand. And yeah, I would love that.
I think that's what we need to work towards then. You know John Boryak, do you not?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
John's a little younger than you even. And
yes.
At one point, John was going to teach those classes, but gosh, he's become so successful. He's so busy now. I mean, he's just rocking and rolling. By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but John got, he not only won 2 awards this year in the Houston Apartment Association, he got recommended to go up, nominated to compete in the Texas Apartment Association Investor of the Year Award. So he's doing very, very well. But this is the youth of our group right now. Do you understand? I mean, like Lynn, my executive vice president, she's got 2 of her kids in real estate now, and they're just blowing and going. And the point I'm making to you, Kirby, is that this is something you could really sink your teeth into, because if you can get the youth off the ground in the right direction, man, what a difference that's going to make in their lives. To be where you're at 30 years old, that's a massive, massive head start for the average person.
That is. And, there is a second generation or a third generation of lifestyles people coming, and they're young. They're in school now. They're getting out of school. They're starting to get, a really good paycheck from an employer, and they need to decide what to do with the money. Do they, do they just stick it in the 401k, or do they kind of do something on their own? And that's something that we need to help figure out. Lifestyles help solve that problem.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to make an open invitation here right here on the radio that if you want to think about that, taking on that option, because I'd like to get that youth program back again. If you need help with it, we've got other guys like John Boryak out there, so you don't have to carry all the load. But if you're interested in that, I'd like to offer that up again at least once a year, for the youth program. And think about it. Let me know if you want to do that. And I really appreciate you calling in today. We've got just a minute and a half left before we have to go to the last break here. Is there anything else you'd like to share with people?
Yeah, I would say keep an open mind. Never believe something so strongly that it blinds you to other possibilities, whether that be, you know, looking into lifestyles or, a conspiracy theory or something you see in the news or anything in life. Be open to new ideas, and tomorrow is always another day, and the future is bright. We live each day, but we have decades to live by, and each day counts.
Well, I appreciate the advice, and I also appreciate you calling in, and I want to tell you thank you. And also, I want everybody out there to understand that Kirby is a very special person, and we're very happy to have him in our group.
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
You've been told the way that it works is you go to school and get good grades, then get into college and get good grades, and get out and get an internship, or maybe go back and get another couple of years of college and become a doctor or a master's of something. Then you go get a job, an internship, and a job, and you work for 40 or 45 years. You put money in a 401k, and by the time you're old and gray and achy and worn out and your life's almost over, you get to stop working and retire. Except for the fact you don't have any money, because nowhere in that plan did they say create passive streams of income that will support you once you retire. So the system fails. I believed in that system. I went through that system. But by the time I was 27 years old, working 60 to 80 hours a week, 6 days a week, doing that for 12 years straight, and then going through a stock market crash in 87 or wherever that was, black market days, realizing that the whole plan was a lie. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
I've got an email here I want to share with you because it's kind of opposite. We've been, you know, spent this first three segments in positivity talking to Mr. Haynes. But now I'd like to talk to you about someone I'm going to tell them not to do something they intend. The email starts like this. Hi, Del. This is Jeff. About 5 years ago before I met you guys, my wife and I bought a rent house. We still have it. It makes about $500 a month. However, we spent way too much for it, and we went into some credit card debt because of that. Now, 3 years ago, we did take your two-day class, and it was great, but we didn't have any money to buy any more houses at that point. My wife and I are still have excellent credit, but we still have $45,000 in debt. I think the path I need to take now is to pay off the $45,000 over the next 2 years, then buy another rent house in about 3 years. So within 10 years, we can retire. And I wrote him back an email and said, nah, I think that's the wrong plan. And let me explain to you why I think that is. The guy's got about $32,000. And if he takes 2 years to pay off this debt, he will have accumulated no more net worth at all. He'll have no more passive income coming in. He will have accomplished nothing in his life. And then at that time, he still won't have any money because he's going to spend his money to pay off debt. So he really won't be able to buy houses at that point. It's not going to be possible. So what I suggest that he do is that he take the $32,000 and go buy two more rent houses that make $500 a month each. And now he's got $1,500 a month cash flow. Now, if you take and do some easy math, you take $45,000 worth of debt, but you've got $1,500 a month in positive cash flow, those rent houses will pay that debt off for him over the next 30 months is what it takes. But the difference is by the time it's paid off, he will have used his own money to save up enough money to buy two more rent houses. He'll already have three rent houses. He can go ahead and buy two more. He doesn't have to use his savings, he doesn't have to save to use money to pay off the 45 because the 45 will be gone. And he'll be way better off when you get there. Now, I personally don't know where the heck this country has gotten so wrapped up about paying off debt. I know that after the recession, it just took a giant plunge. In other words, people all became very fearful of the fact that they had way too much debt, their house notes. They started trying to pay their houses off, started trying to pay the credit cards off. Look, I don't have any personal debt. I don't mind that. But I also realize that just not having personal debt doesn't mean you're successful. So I'm going to draw you a picture in your mind. I want you to picture a deep crevasse, a deep hole in the ground. And in this picture, there's a guy sitting way down in the bottom of the hole trying to climb up. And there's a guy at the top of the hole that looks just like a guy on the radio right now called Dave Ramsey. And this guy is yelling to him, come on up, climb out of that hole, get out of there. He's saying, please get back up here to zero, get back up here to broke. It's very important for you to work your way all the way back up to broke. But see, that doesn't make any sense to want to work your way back up to broke, because when you get to broke, are you anywhere? No, you're still broke. So in that picture, I want you to envision right behind that man that looks like Dave Ramsey, a mountain. And on top of that mountain, as you look up the side of it, is another man that looks just like me. And that man that looks like me is screaming down, hey, Dave, when you get him back to broke, send him to me so I can make him rich. Because you see, being broke isn't the goal. It might be a step. It might be the right direction, but it isn't the result that you want. What you want is to have passive streams of income in a large enough quantity that you could retire, that you can buy your life back from corporate America. And that's not going to happen simply by paying off debt. Paying off debt is not even a part of that. Now, again, I'm not telling you to go into debt. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm just saying that this giant goal of getting out of debt is a foggy inclination of reality, because people are in debt their whole lives. They've got house notes and they got car notes. But the bottom line is they get rich. Rich people. I have credit cards. I don't tear my credit cards up. That's like an imbecilic little high school. Let's take away your training wheels. Think about it this way. Your kid is 16 years old. They get a driver's license. They crash the car. You take the driver's license away and you say, you will never use a driver's license ever again because it's dangerous. You could have a car crash or you're going to ride a bike the rest of your life. That's as crazy as saying, hey, you're never going to have credit again. That's as crazy as saying that I'm going to take a envelope and put in each envelope how much I get to spend each day for each thing, and I'm going to take a safety pin and safety pin it to my husband's chest so he can go to work each day to eat beans and rice and live out of an envelope? Come on, folks. This isn't the answer to the problem. The problem isn't getting out of debt. The problem is building massive and passive streams of income so that this debt would be liquidated instantly if he had enough income coming in. His problem is not that he had accumulated debt. However, he didn't come in and do the real estate deals the right way, and he did overpay. I get that. But that's not going to solve the problem of needing more income. So, my friends, Let's focus on the important thing, creating passive streams of income, and slowly but surely pay your way out of debt. There's no need to live for nothing in life but to get out of debt. That's especially a crazy idea. For the rest of you, I hope you enjoyed the interview, and I want to share with you, we're having a live bus tour to 5 apartment complexes, A-class, B-class, C-class, large and small apartment complexes. You need to be on this road trip. It's filling up very quickly, and I want my listeners on the road trip. So call in as soon as you can, 866-945-6565. But remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.